Oh, That's Random podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of Oh, That's Random Podcast. I am your host, that guy, the one and only Nerdy G. You heard the man. You know what time it is. I am your guy once again. What's up, nerdies? Everybody that's out there, welcome to the YouTube channel. Welcome to what's going on here on Oh, That's Random Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time, you're going to be amazed. This is where I just talk about random topics. I am an everyday guy. I like to take the time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary here on Oh, That's Random Podcast. Listen, we have merch, we have books, we have all that good stuff. If you like what you're hearing, if you like what you're seeing, do us a favor, support the channel. Links down in the description to get all of this wonderful stuff. The book is called This May Not Be For You, and look out for the sequel later on this year called You May Not Be Fit For This. It is awesome. It is amazing. I wrote the book myself. I'm pretty, you know, I keep it entertaining. But let's go ahead and jump right into today, right? And on my mind, and I just feel like I have to talk about this because I am a parent. I'm a three-time parent, right? I have three boys, three wonderful boys. Love them to death, and I can't say enough good things and bad things about them all in the same. Today, it is different in adulting in today's society. Society is not the same society that you grew up in, that I grew up in. Just depending on what age range you are in, it is not the same and it is difficult. So I just want to spend a little time talking about this ordinary thing where that's called adulting. That's called parenting, right? Parenting is one thing. Adulting is another thing, right? Adulting means that you have to make the right decision, even though you want to make the wrong decision, because sometimes you just want to wake up and grab some cookies and cream, ice cream, and get your day started, okay? We're not all able to do that. We can, but what example would we be setting for anybody that may be possibly watching us and saying, they did it, why can't I? I'm the adult. I can do whatever I want. But that's not really the case. Adulting today is not what it used to be. Since I've been an adult, rent has tripled. Gas prices have skyrocketed. Going to meet a person out in public has changed drastically. Went from the clubs to the chat rooms, from the chat rooms to the DMs. I am out of touch without touching anybody. This has been I can't say what I want to say. This is not the old wild, wild west of Twitter. I can't hashtag people to death. I can't say the things that I want without being canceled. It's weird. It's very weird adulting. I was so in a rush to be an adult, and adults before me didn't tell me it ain't all that cracked up to be. Now, I do think that in class, in school, there should be a class, and I'm not talking about home ec where you make cookies and crochet little animals and stuff. No, not that one. Not that one. Not that one. You get to make the pancakes and the blueberries and you try to freak it and make it saucy and stuff like that. No. Then you got to take the little baby home for like a week. And then you got to, like, I think it's like 2 weeks or something like that. You got to take the baby home. Then you give it to the other person. And then y'all supposed to share this baby. No. Not that type of class. I need a real life adulting class to say, listen, this is the bull spinutity that you're going to have to deal with when you get older. Let's talk about this first thing that's called bills. They'll repeat. They're going to haunt you for the rest of your life. When they tell you stay young, this is what they meant. Stay young, because once you get older enough and once you become an adult and you start taking responsibility and paying for things yourself, it don't ever stop. The bills, they keep coming back and back and back, right? Even when you pay off your car, you still have to pay insurance. Whether you pay yours up 6 months, whether you pay yours up a year, hey, it's still going to come back and be like, all right, it's been 6 months already. You got my money. That's how it is. It's been a year. You got my money. And then it don't make it no better. Like, the things that we do now, like, I like everything that I do is surrounded around comfort. But if you want comfort, you're going to have to pay for comfort. You understand what I'm saying? I like to watch streaming services without commercials. So I pay to not have commercials. I have the no-ad Hulu. I have the no-ad Disney. I didn't even know Disney had a level that had ads. That's wild. I just want to put that out there. I didn't know that. I don't watch Peacock. I don't watch commercials. You understand? I'm not a commercial type of guy. Well, if I'm going to watch it, I'm going to watch it straight through and through. That's it. That's all. You understand? Don't commercial me to death. Paramount, no ads. You understand what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do. Neither here nor there. They didn't tell you about these bills. All of those bills, they are recurring bills. For your streaming platforms, listen, shout out to everybody who got YouTube Premium. Still don't like the commercials. I got to pay for not having commercials. YouTube Premium, I got to pay for. Right? I like comfort. Groceries are getting high as Eagle Cat. You understand what I'm saying? It's getting high as Eagle Cat out in the streets. Like, the amount of food I'm getting is not increasing, but the price is. And I feel like they janked me. I'm not going to say who. No, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Get these little Baja deals, Jaja or Lala. Lala, that's what they call it. They call it Lala. They little yogurt, the little yogurt smoothies. So at one point in time, I was paying like $7 for them. And it was like $7 for a 10-pack. And it was like 10 ounces. I was like, oh, I'm winning. Then the price increased. I said, okay, the price increased, but the fluid ounces stayed the same. So now I'm paying like $9.98 or something for them. But, like, yo, the bottle got a little bit smaller. Yeah, the bottle did get smaller. They took 2.5 ounces. 2.5 ounces. You understand what I'm saying? They took 2.5 ounces out of the bottle. So now, instead of me having a 10-ounce yogurt smoothie, I now only have a 7.5. Those two other, the 2.5 ounces, they matter. They matter. But they don't tell you this type of stuff that's going to happen. They don't talk to you about inflation. They don't talk to you that, hey, you know, if you have a family, you know, everything that you think that you want to do is going to double. It's going to triple. It's going to quadruple. Right? And then they don't tell you about, you know, the kids ain't going to want to eat everything that you buy them. And then you're going to have to argue with a 5-year-old. Or argue with like a 13-year-old, like, I don't want to eat that. And then he's like, damn, like, tell us this. Give us a heads up. And maybe, just maybe, we might hold off on some of this stuff. And when I say maybe, we just maybe hang off on, you know, just eating a little something. Like, I might not, if I knew this about kids, I might not had 3 kids. Now, granted, I did mine in the worst, I ain't gonna say the worst way possible, but I set myself up for failure. I have technically, and I'm just gonna go by the year, I have a 20-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 6-year-old. I know, the math is not mathing. It's like that new mathing that you gotta do with them that don't none of us really try to do. We just be looking like we lost. We be like, yeah, and Google be like, huh? When Google go, huh? And they say, I didn't find, yeah. That's how you know it's on some other stuff. But neither here nor there. They don't tell us stuff like that, right? But like I say, I got 3 boys. I just told you guys what their ages are. I have to be in 3 different mindsets at all time. When they all are together, I have to be in 3 different mindsets. I have to explain it to a 14-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 6-year-old. Their minds are at different stages in their lives. And so is mine. So forgive me if I trip up and tell the 20-year-old something that I should be telling the 6-year-old, and I tell the 14-year-olds something that I should be telling the 20-year-old, and the 6, you get where I'm going with this. I don't have to keep it going. But that part of adulting is totally different, right? I used to ask for gas money. They're asking for Uber money. You don't have to give me cash, but you can Cash App it to me. I'm sorry, dude. What? My handle is... I'm sorry, dude, what? they can be sitting on the couch right next to me and they'll be like, hey, yo, dad, you want to play Borderlands? You couldn't just ask me that right here. I'm sitting right here. You just couldn't ask me to play Borderlands. You had to text it to me. And then you tell me it's not official unless you give the thumbs up. Yeah. Another show, another time. Back to this adulting thing, right? The kid thing, everybody needs a class on that, by a separate class on that by themselves. This whole, like, how to move freely as an adult in the adult world, right? You think that your parents give you rules when you are younger, but that ain't the case. I'm going to be honest with you, that ain't the case. They don't give you rules the way that the world gives you rules. When you get out there, it is a beast. You understand what I'm saying? It is a beast. It is not what you expect. It's not what you want. It is don't do this, don't do that, don't run that red light. You need to come to a complete stop at the stop sign, even though you know nobody is here, because if a cop is there and you're going to get it. I don't know if you guys have ever gotten a rolling through a stop sign ticket. That's where you look to the left, look to the right, understand that nobody's coming. You come to the red, you come to the stop sign. You don't come to a complete stop, and then you roll through the stop sign. That is called a rolling through the stop sign ticket, and it is a $240 ticket in Dallas County, in Texas. Yeah. Where the little boy at? Bullshit? Yeah. And then, let's back it up because, we had this thing called, which they don't do anymore, thank God, it's called surcharges. So surcharges were if you got caught without, this is in Texas now, ladies and gentlemen, if you got caught without your driver's license, if you got caught without insurance, and if you got caught without registration. So if you got any one of those tickets, what happens is you pay your ticket at the, you go get the stuff corrected, and then you pay your ticket at the local office. Well, the great state of Texas says, that's not all. We got to penalize you for that. So we're going to send you a bill for $170 as well. I'm sorry, do what? Why the hell are you sending me $170 ticket? Because this is the violation that you got, and this is a surcharge on that. So you say, okay, so you pay them. Next year, they send you it again. Wait a minute, why am I getting this again? Oh, the surcharges occur once a year for 3 years. Cute little boy. Bullshit. Yeah. They got enough money out of enough people, because what they do is if you don't pay the surcharges, they suspend your driver's license. So if you weren't driving, you didn't give two shits. But if you were driving, yo, you had to pay those things. So just imagine if you got no driver's license, no registration, no insurance. That's 170 times three, plus whatever you paid the local office. And then if you don't pay them, then what happens is, yeah, get your driver's license suspended. And then when your driver's license is suspended, and if you get another ticket while your driver's license is suspended and you don't have a license, guess what they do? They start the whole process over. You still got to pay the 3 years on that first ticket, and then you got to start over again with this new ticket, and then that's going to generate a new deal. Thank God they abolished that, right? At some point, I feel like they was like, yo, we jerked them around long enough, and a lot of people weren't paying, so screw it. We scratched it. We got $40 million in the bank for a rainy day. We good. They don't tell you that the government screws you like that, right? Even when you file your taxes, you did everything that you were supposed to get. You did everything that you did, you thought was right, and go, oh, well, yeah. Listen, when you poor, we're going to make you a little something. We're going to give you a little something, right? We're going to give you a little something. You worked all year, you get your income taxes, like $2,000. You're like, oh, okay, $2,000 with our kid. Hey, I'm doing something. But what they don't tell you is once you start making a little money, once you start making middle of the road money, what ends up happening is you start to, they say, well, you didn't take out enough taxes out of your paycheck. I'm sorry, I put zero on this motherfucker. So y'all taking the max amount of taxes out of my, well, yeah, Mr. Nerdy, but you still gotta, you know, you still in this little rough area or whatever the case, because you're in this rough area, you still owe $600 or you still owe $300. I'm thinking, but I paid y'all. So my $60,000, $50,000 job, you're telling me I still got to pay you more. Oh, okay. Okay. That's okay. Oh, okay. Oh, when I started making $80,000. Oh, okay. Now I got to wait a minute now. Damn it. I got to get some write-offs around this camp. Oh, you got kids? No. The mothers are taking care of the kids. Okay, so I need to do some charity work. I need to get something to write this off because this money is just, I'm not understanding how I'm steady owing because I'm making more, but they taking more out of my check. And it's like, wait a minute, damn it. Now, look, you got, like, this is a side of child support. Child support is a whole different thing. They don't tell you about that. You just, your dad didn't pay cash for you. Yeah, they don't even tell you about how the child support office ain't for not a damn man. In Texas, they act like you they baby daddy, and they act like they need all of that in some. So that's a whole different story. Then they'll talk to you about this thing called insurance. Insurance is a mother blubber, and it kicks you in your behind. When I say it kicks you in your behind, you'd be like, yo, I'm paying X amount of dollars, probably anywhere between $12,000 to $13,000 a year for your insurance, but that doesn't even cover the fact of your cost of you going to the doctor because you still got to go to the doctor. You still got to meet a deductible that's probably about, in today's age, it's anywhere between $2,500 to $3,500 just depending on how good of an insurance that you got. Or if you got really good insurance, you might be paying $500 for a deductible, but on the bad end, you're paying anywhere $3,500 for a deductible plus the $13,000. And then and once you hit your deductible, hell, they're only going to get you with for like 10%. Like, they're going to pay 90, you're going to pay 10. But once you hit your out-of-pocket max, which is like $6,600, some devil shit, once you get there, it's wild, too. It's wild, too. You like, what in the world am I doing? What is going on? I don't get this. Right. You looking at your paycheck like this is some bull spinutity here. Oh, don't forget, because they want you to pay into your retirement too. So, you know, you got your 401k, you got your IRA, you know what I'm saying? Oh, don't forget the company will tell you, hey, you can purchase some stock with us. You know, you got your stock purchase plan, and then with your stock purchase plan, we're gonna give you this bull crap. And then so now you're looking at your check and you like, damn, after all of the deductions, what Uncle Sam got his hand in my pocket, the company got their hand in my pocket, I gotta have some insurance because, hell, I need to be healthy because y'all stressing me out. And when you look at that and you look at the check, you're like, damn, now I got to go home and I got to figure this out. I got to go home and I got to literally figure this out. And when I mean you got to figure it out, you literally have to say, do I want to eat or do I want air conditioning? I'm going to let y'all know. I found a way to make it work. I found a way to get air conditioned and eat. Even though I'm on a journey right now, it's called Nerdy's Journey to Back to the 200s or Nerdy's Journey to the 200, meaning that I am just trying to get back down to 200s. Okay, I'm just trying to get to the 200s. Yes, I'm 300 pounds plus at this point, but I'm just trying to get back to being in the 200s, and then I can work. I'll figure out the rest when I get there. It's a journey to the 200s, and right now, I'm not gonna say that I'm winning, but I'm not gonna say that I'm losing. I'm somewhere in the middle, but I'm gonna get there. So of course, you know, you'll be able to follow that on TikTok. Huh. Look at that. That's what happens, right? As an adult, we get the social media, we gotta get with the times, right? We need a side hustle. We need a side hustle to make something work. But you gotta take your passion and you gotta make it what it is, right? I can't wait till the day that I quit my day job and do this full time. It's not just, oh, that's random podcast. It's more than just, oh, that's random podcast. I'm a writer. I got things in the mix. I got things that are happening right now. I'm so excited right now because I know what I've been, the type of work I've been putting in the shows that I'm putting together for you guys so that you guys can enjoy them. That's that, right? But as an adult, you got to make these type of decisions, okay? Or what are you going to do? How are you going to make these decisions, sir? And then, you know, they want you to have a partner so that you can argue back and forth with your partner and y'all just not have the greatest time because then y'all start hating each other because y'all can't never agree on nothing. And it's like, oh, no, you got to find your queen. Yeah. But how well put together is that queen, right? Because not everybody is put together right away. And then it's like, don't nobody want to build a woman or build a bear or build anything. Nobody's Bob the Builder here, okay? Like, Bob the Builder, you were not the cool toy to play with growing up, okay? Everybody was like, oh, we played with Legos. Yeah, you played with Legos and you built a bunch of bullshit. And then you destroyed them. And then you went outside and you found something that seemingly was easy. A basketball, a Barbie doll, a football, a baseball, a BB gun. Something simple, easy, practical, requires some type of skill, right? Nothing that's really going to make you use your noodle noggin, right? Because, of course, no disrespect to the athletes, right? No disrespect to those with Barbie dolls who ended up turning into fashion fashionistas or hairstylists or whatever the case may be. But with the athletes, you just want to play. That's how it starts off. I just want to play. I want to get out here and I just want to play. The mental piece comes in later when you get into college. So if you don't get into college and you don't do that, your football IQ is like in the garbage. And so you just use mindless brain cells to do nothing or just play the things that you enjoyed. You hairstylists and you fashionistas, when it came to Barbie, of course, you guys had to use all type of kind of creativity. Y'all was like, yo, my mama not going to buy me the clothes, so I'm going to cut up some of my Barbie clothes and style her differently. Oh, okay, cool. Look at her hair. This is Ghetto Shaniqua Barbie. Okay, look how I did her hair. She got a swoop. She got a swoop? Was it a quick weave ponytail? Yeah, there we go. That's the one with the swoop. I like those. But putting these little things in French rolls, and they learn. And then they grow up and they start doing hair on their homegirls. And then next thing you know, they're little entrepreneurs. They got their own beauty shop or whatever the case. A little skill, right? But they don't tell you everything that comes with that, because there's going to be people out there that's going to try to stop you from doing what you're doing, right? And it's like, what in the fuck is going on, right? Even when you're at work, you're looking at the people around you and you're like, why are they still acting like kids? I know. That's how I feel too. Sometimes your peers, they act like kids. Sometimes if you're a leader or a supervisor, the people that you're supervising is like grown-ass kids. They're children. They act like children. So sometimes you got to treat them like children. But I'm not in the business of treating grown-ass people like children. Adulting is different. These adults don't want to do shit. They want something for nothing. When your job is relaxed, chilled, cool, kickback, you still want to get over. You still want to get over on the easiest job. Because what reason? Because you feel that you can. As well, adulting is different these days, right? That's all I'm saying. Adulting in today's life is confusing. It's ever changing. And I mean, you don't even know. Like, somebody asked me the other day, how do you identify? I said, with what? It was like, with yourself. I said, me? I was like, well, no, that's not one of the pronouns. I'm sorry, dude, what? Like, you can't identify yourself as me. I'm like, okay. So I have to identify myself as something that you agree with, not something that I agree with. Is that correct? It's like, yeah. I said, so you're going to tell me how to feel. Is that what you're telling me? No, I can't tell you how to feel. I said, clearly you are, because if I said I identify with me, then that means if you don't accept my answer and you want me to change my answer, that means that you don't agree with me identifying me as me. Is that correct? I think you're just trying to play Sharon Romantics, man. I don't know what you... Okay. Get the fuck away from me. Adulting is different these days, man. I saw my parents grow up. I saw them kind of navigate. And it seemed like they had a easier time in navigating this adulting thing, but they still got hit with the same shit that we did. It was just different. It was still bills, still coming around. That dude named Bill, you know, still coming around. Relationships, right? Trying to find some type of social life and then find something that's meaningful to them, and they still need to be able to have fun and enjoy what little ounce of shred of life that they possibly have, because, you know, God forbids, you know, we don't have any fun. We just work and die. We can't do that. But all I'm just saying, man, you know, guys, y'all know I'm not going to beat a dead horse here in this situation. and I'm gonna end it right here, man. Adulting is different in today's life. Hang in there. It gets better. We need to start teaching our young folk something because, yeah, damn. All of these little kids thinking that they know it all, and then when they get out here and they see that rent is $1,500 for a 400-square-foot home, apartment or whatever the case may be, and that's not even in the good part of the in town, they want to come back home and live under us and tell us that we don't know shit. So, yeah, adulting is a little different these days. Like I said, I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Let's go ahead and get into this musical selection for today. YouTube, y'all already know y'all not getting this. I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me. I'll be right back. Let's get this going, and let's do this dang on thing.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, why the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got six in my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of really though. So many people want a cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles. And these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, that was a nice little musical selection. I had to take it back old school, did what I had to do. If you're watching it on YouTube, and if you want to hear what song that was, go listen to this episode again on Apple Music, Spotify, Pocket Cast, wherever you get your podcast. Remember, this is Oh, That's Random Podcast. Your host, That Guy Nerdy G. This is where I take a little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary, and this is how we get it done every day, all day, here at Nerdy's Umbrella. I am Nerdy once again, and everything that is you're seeing, everything that you will be seeing, comes from this mind right here. So much in here, and I need to get it all out. But also, too, listen, remember, adulting is different. It's not hard. It's just different. Embrace the change. Ride the wave. Be cool. Be calm. And enjoy it. Remember, this is where we explore the extraordinary and ordinary. Until next time, I'm your host, That Guy, Nerdy G.